Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, already into the third and final hour of this Tuesday edition, the 24th of February, 04. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And let's go ahead and go back to the caller that we were just talking to, Paul in New York. Paul, you were making some points.
Yeah, well, you know, I just thought that, that first of all, that tar and feather website would be a great way.
Well, yeah, it's good to have websites that expose corrupt politicians and corrupt government pimps and minions. The problem is there's hundreds of thousands of high-level bureaucrats, millions total, hundreds of state and county and city agencies in every state, if not thousands. And, I mean, it would be encyclopedic. What we need is lots of regional websites that are muckraking and being promoted to the grassroots.
Well, that's true. I mean, we could have one major website. You could pick your region.
Oh, kind of like Indie Media. Have like IndieMedia.org and then have like IndieMediaAustin.org or IndieMedia. You know,
like I'm in New York here, right? You know, like where are these people? You know, like David Rockefeller. He lives in New York, but you know, like where do these, like that Poindexter? Everybody put out a lot of information on Poindexter, and that was great. I mean, you know, you got aerial views, but I know it's a lot of work, and I tell you, I'd be willing to work with somebody on a project like that.
Well, actually, I think that took him about an hour to get that info. Poindexter's info, because of data mining software, was online. They were able to go to a company that had satellite photos, color photos of the idiot's house. And then people said, okay, you like total information awareness? Here it is. By the way, I told folks total information never went away. It's called Echelon NSA. But now they admit, oh, it never was scrapped like we told you.
Now,
they never scrap it. They just change the name.
Listen, I sent you a copy of a website. I don't know if you saw it. About a guy that lost his sister up here in Kingston, New York. They burned his house down. He was working on a stepper X-ray machine that would print the they want to only make one in the world, and that would print the new money card. And right now they don't have the technology to mass produce those cards. And this guy and another guy had the technology, and they killed the one guy that had the technology. Now New York State actually has the patents on it, and they won't sell them to this guy, the Busy Bee company, and he's an ex-IBMer. But they only want one of these machines in the world because they don't want anybody to be able to counterfeit the new money that's coming out. And
by the way, I'm going to get into the cashless society control grid and what it means for everybody later on in this hour, in fact, early in this next hour. Thanks for the call, sir, and I appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah, Alex, I'll talk to you again sometime.
Okay,
right?
good to hear from you. Let's see if Mark in Kentucky's got his radio off. Mark, go ahead.
Yes, this is Mark.
Welcome, sir.
Hey, I got a question for you. I've been to your website numerous times over the years using a friend of mine's computer. Mm-hmm. And I guess it was last week or week before, he came home and his computer was going haywire. And the only thing, there was like several blank screens in front of his, on his computer, and one of them at the top said that the police are looking at your computer.
Okay, well.
Have you had any other problems with that? Or?
Yeah, I get emails every day because the software sellers sell software and say, your computer is wide open, the police could look at it. Buy our software. That's the sales pop-up window. If you go to any of the major websites, Amazon, Drudge, anything, they have an advertiser that has a pop-up that pops up and fills your screen with pop-ups, and it says, the police are watching you. Your computer is wide open. Buy our software.
Okay.
That's what happened. And then I get emails every day asking me, oh, my God, the police are watching
me. You hold me over till the next after breakfast.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. That's what that is. I get emails every day, and it's not the police, folks.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here's the deal. I want to take more of your calls. I'm going to take the calls that are on hold. The people that are online right now, you'll get on air. We appreciate your call. I won't take any more calls after that because I've literally got about 50 articles I at least want to mention. They're all very important and some top stuff I want to recap. And we're going to have Debbie Morrow up here for about 4 or 5 minutes here in a second. So everybody stay with us. Before I go to Debbie, we just had a caller, Mark in Kentucky, and we'll get back to you later, Mark, because you wanted to get another question. But I'm these are driving me up the wall. And I'm glad, you know, he called in. I get these emails every day, and it's usually somebody who isn't real computer savvy. And I'm not knocking you because I'm not very computer savvy, but I'm more than a lot of people. When you surf the Internet, they have provocative pop-ups, you know, screens, as you said. A pop-up window opens. After you close out of your browser, you're done surfing, all these other windows pop up. They've loaded these little scripts onto your computers. Now I could do these on my website. When you visit my website, you don't get these. But when you link to other websites, when you go to the big ones, or you know, any website for that matter, who's taken these as an advertiser, or somebody who's got web space, say with GeoCities or AOL or something, part of having quote free web space is they have these pop-ups loaded. And one of the most popular type is you go to a website and all of a sudden a pop-up comes up. Alert! Your computer could be scanned. The police could know everything you're doing. You're not safe. Click here to fix it. You click there and there's a nice software package. Why, this will can, you know, scrub your computer and watch your identity, and, you know, people won't know where you visit and what you do, and you'll all be safe, and maybe that's something you want. But my point is there's only about 20,000 employees at the CIA, maybe 20,000 at the NSA, not even that many. Most of those are janitors and computer programmers. And yes, the NSA can listen to you with keyword software. Yes, they can use the cameras on the street corners. They're putting in this whole grid for everybody. And it's a system that's tracked and controlled by computers. Okay? But they don't have millions of people to be running around the internet. Why, the police are watching you, you know, and that's not how it works, folks. That's a whole bunch of software companies do this, and I'm sure they're making money hand over fist because they have a pop-up window that goes, you've been scanned, you're being watched. And, I mean, I've had arguments with people on the street. They go, you know, I was on the web, and I'd been to your website, and then later I was on another site, and it popped up that that I better buy software, I was being watched. And I go, yeah, everybody gets that. That's an ad. That's a script. That is a computer script that you go to a site, it loads it onto your computer, a pop-up window comes up and says, buy our software, protect yourself. And I have arguments. I had arguments with some lady about a week ago about this, and I said, no, it's not the government. I said, it's a little gray screen with a red button saying, they're watching you, buy this. Well, yes. How did you know? Well, because it's a company. It's a pop-up window. I can't spend all day on this. But I'm going to have to. It's clear. And so what if the government's watching you? It shows what tyranny we're under. That they are watching you with your cell phone and your OnStar and your credit cards and they're giving the data to people and they're creating psychological algorithms. Your digital scientific Atlantic cable box has a microphone in it, and they admit they're listening to you. Your TiVo system tracks what you watch and what you do. I told you that years ago. Now here it is in the Chicago Tribune 2 weeks ago. So, yes, that's happening, but it's a widespread computerized control grid system. Okay, collecting data, building psychological databases, selling the data, getting rid of the Fourth and Fifth Amendment. It's the system itself. It's not individuals going after you. People know you're afraid because of this, so they sell you products along those lines. Okay, I want to thank her for holding. She's a wonderful, dear person who brings people incredible service, and the products are made here in America. And it's the products I use long before they were sponsors. They make the international shortwave outreach possible. Let's go to her, Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts. Debbie, thanks for being on with us.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for having me.
Debbie, let me just ask you, have you ever been online and had the pop-up windows pop up?
Actually, I was glad you covered that because I get those all the time if wanting to know if I want to buy that software, and I always click no. And, you know, I figure I'm not doing anything I'm ashamed of, so I don't care.
But the point is that my wife's a computer guru. I've got people that work for me that are. They've looked at that software. All it is a pop-up window scaring you. It goes to everybody on the internet.
Exactly.
And I get these emails asking me what it is. It's a pop-up window.
Well, you know, so many companies use it. You know, my husband works for one of the large phone companies in outside repair, and they gave him global positioning, and they told him that they weren't going to use it against them, that it was in case there was an emergency and they got hurt on the job, they would be able to find them. But, of course, that hasn't been exactly the case because they have used it for tracking where they are and stuff, you know.
Well,
so
now they're implementing it. And now they're going to do it to all of us and tax us with it. That's the official federal plan. Debbie, you got some great water filter systems. Everything's nuts, but we can take control of our lives in a big way. 71% of the body, 70%, 71% depending on male or female, is water. This is where we're getting the majority of the poison, more than the air. How do we protect ourselves?
Well, you protect yourself by drinking your gravity filter water through the Berkey water filter, especially with our black Berkey purification elements. Now, one thing about the Berkey water, it changes the pH of the water to make it more alkaline, and it does make, you know, the more alkaline your water, the better it is for your body. You assimilate things better. The Berkey water is great. It's portable. You can take it if you need to go anywhere. And they're very reasonably priced. It's amazing when you figure out how much water you get through the Berkeys and compare that to if you were going to buy bottled water and take your risks of what you're getting.
Well, in the package deal, it comes down to $20 per portable Berkey Light, and it's 630 refills. You would spend that much in 2 or 3 weeks on bottled water, the $20. Instead, you're getting a high-quality system where you really know you're getting clean water with all the horror stories about bottled water. I mean, it's healthy, it's economical, it supports the show, it's made in America. I mean, what more do you need, folks?
And they get to talk to me, and I get to talk to them, and they're wonderful people out there, and I hear wonderful stories from your customers. But the Berkey lights are on special, and we do support your shortwave time, and that is really a major issue. So if people want to call me to get the new specials, it is the Berkey light with lights for $259 with two free filtered sport bottles or two bottles of potassium iodate or one of each, or they can get the Berkey light without lights with one free filtered sport bottle. And in addition, we also have those group packages of 5 Berkey sport bottles for $99 or 12 Berkey sport bottles for $199.
Yeah, and try to buy that at a camping store, it'd be $300 for 12 of them.
It really would.
Be
it
more
really
than
would
that.
And they really work. I mean, that's the thing, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there who've heard this over and over and they think, "Yeah, why do I really need this?" But it really does. You know, my neighbor across the street, she's known what I do for all these years, and the other day her doctor told her, "I want you to drink filtered water, but I want it to have the minerals. No distilled, no reverse osmosis. You need to keep the minerals in." And finally, you know, we always sit outside and talk, and she said to me, "How do I get one of those water filters that you sell?" You know, and here, you know, she's been so sick for 5 years with everything in your uncle, and finally her doctor told her, "Check your water." And
yeah,
now
a lot
she's
of these
a
weird, you know, chronic fatigue stuff, they've linked it to the pesticides,
that's
the herbicides, the chlorine, the fluoride. I mean, folks, you're not supposed to be drinking this.
That's right, and that's what she has is chronic fatigue.
Oh, I didn't know that. You know,
yeah, it's exactly what she has, and so she's, you know, getting a Berkey.
I just know
now.
I've got a neighbor who's got that, and she started drinking bottled water 2 years ago, and she doesn't have it anymore.
I know. Well, you know, I drink 60 to 80 ounces of water a day while I'm working because I just drink all day long water, and I feel so much healthier. And when I don't get the opportunity to drink that much, I feel like a fish out of water.
Hey, how much is the big Berkey with Alpha Lights? And you get the free sport Berkey with that?
The $199.
That's a great deal, folks. A comparable filter is like $250 at stores. 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. Debbie, thanks for everything.
Thank you, Alex. Bye.
Take care. Give her a call, folks. 888-803-4438. Okay, callers, you know what? I'm not going to go to the calls and then the news because then we run out of time on the news. Just be patient, my friends. Mark and Darren and Roger and Steve and Tim, we will get to you. I figure this news will take about a segment and a half, so about 10, 15 minutes, and then I'll go to calls, then I'll recap some top stories the last few minutes of the show. I got to get to all this when we get back. It's all very important, so we'll break here in a second, and then we'll come back and get to all of this news. You know, I said I'd recap the news. Look at this. Bill forces shots on all children. Homeschoolers fight state legislation that criminalize parents who object. After everything that's come out with the vaccines, after millions of people are refusing them now, after more and more medical institutions, top scientists come out, they say, "We don't care. We're going to make you take it." See, before they didn't need a law because we were so stupid and just trusted the government. By the way, Tony Blair just failed a move to try to force drug testing on all school children and to try to force the vaccinations. But here in America, we put up with it. And so we'll get to that, but a bunch of news I haven't even gotten to yet. Child care scandals threaten Bush image in Florida. And, and we'll get into many Americans support TV executions, major poll. Larry Klayman detained at airport. A lot of stuff's coming up.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight, we do this show. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I got an email from a listener, and it's Cashless Society Cinemark Theater workers to be paid with cash card. This is happening all over the place. I work at a theater in the Cinemark movie theater chain based out of Plano, Texas. I believe it is the third largest theater chain nationwide and the largest privately owned, although they are trying to go public. I'm writing to inform you, your many listeners and viewers, that this company is about to change the way its employees get paid. In the matter of a few more weeks, no longer can they get paper paychecks. They have to either get direct deposit or a pay card, which they will then either have to use in ATM machines uses a calling card or to purchase things, then the employees have the option of using credit card like cash advance checks to get all their money. Even with that choice, there are charges involved. And it says there is a rumor that we won't even be able to get paper pay stubs unless you go to an ATM. Well, yes, that's happening all over the country with hundreds of different companies. If you would like to examine the article in the employee newsletter for yourself, it can be read at, and it's got the Cinemark website. Thank you for your time, and keep up the good work spreading the word against the New World Order. Faithful listener. And then we have the Cinemark newsletter posted, and we just so happen to have the Gannett News Service here today. Pay cards replacing paychecks. More employers are replacing traditional paychecks with payroll cards, a new type of system that allows employees to get money out of cash machines instead of cashing checks. Instead of getting a paycheck, employees can opt to get, it was opt a few years ago, now what you have to get cards that are credited each pay period with their wages. Workers can use the cards to withdraw money from automated teller machines, or they can use them like a debit card to make purchases. Some users have to pay a transaction fee or monthly charge for the cards. In other cases, fees are waived. Employees who use the payroll card often get a paper or electronic pay stub with a wage or tax information. And it goes on to say that, and it gets into biometrics and McDonald's and Blockbuster and Domino's, and everybody's doing it and how wonderful it is. Okay, here's the problem. Finland put this in about 9 years ago. And all your money has to be in your bank account, but the government controls it, and then you're taxed according to how much money you make, and if you get a ticket, you're taxed according to how much money you have in the bank, and your paychecks are automatically put there. You must keep your money there. Even if you pay cash, you've got to swipe your national ID card because your taxes are taken out depending on your wages. They have an amortize according to wage, according to wealth, national sales tax, and they track and trace everything you buy and sell and what you do. And a bunch of other Scandinavian socialist countries have done this. Well, I just so happen over the last few years seen the federal documents, so they plan to do that here. And the neocons are going to sell you a new national sales tax as the conservative thing to use to get rid of the evil income tax. The problem is they're going to keep the income tax as your, quote, FICA, your Social Security, your Medicare, your Medicaid. And they'll jack that up over time. You'll have an income tax. And at the same time, you're going to have your new national sales tax, which brings federal control into every shop and business, and new federal tax police over county and city, who they share the wealth with, federalizing county and city and state, and everything you do tracked through this system. And employers and government agencies are trying to force employees to go to automatic transfer or new pay cards. And it's big trouble, folks. The end of cash, just a few years away. And so, and they have a little biometric RFID chips in the new money, and the history of the money, and who it goes to, all tracked, destroying the underground economy, one of the few things keeping us going. So I thought we'd take this Cinemark article from our listener, and it's lengthy. You should go look at it. Very revealing, very, very interesting. Piece of information. Also, this is from Australian News. Japanese bank uses biometrics. Biggest bank in Japan. One of the top four banks says all its customers will have to scan their hands according to the blood vessels in the hand to buy and sell and to use their banking system. That's already going in here, too. And it's very interesting. By the way, all the so-called new jobs, guess who got those? Recent Latino immigrants won majority of new jobs. Knight Ridder News Service. Latinos landed a disproportionate share of new jobs created last year, and most of those jobs went to very recent immigrants, according to Private Foundation's report issued Monday. Le Pew Research Center found that out of the new jobs created, overall, the majority were illegal aliens. So, by the way, Bush has moved to lower the minimum wage for the illegals. See, now it races down even more, and they can live tend to a house and really drive the wages down. So we'll come back and continue with that. Stay with us. You don't want to miss the upcoming news.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
All over the United States, they're starting to drug test elementary school students. Junior high school students. First, it was if you're in the band or play football or park your car in the parking lot or, get to go to the planetarium, you've got to agree to drug testing. And, you know, the argument is, well, it stops the drugs. Yeah, and we turn into the total Soviet Union while the government ships them in. No, kids aren't going to stop it, folks, as long as the government ships it in and makes it so fashionable on MTV, they just get into the criminal justice system and then learn how to be real criminals. But government backs down on random drug tests in schools. Of course, that's over in England, not here in America. Random drug tests on school pupils will not be compulsory, Tony Blair said yesterday. So see, now he announced that last week, but it kind of blew up in his face. Downing Street was forced on the defensive after teachers, leaders, and anti-drug campaigners claimed the plan was unworkable. The Prime Minister used a weekend newspaper interview to say that head teachers could be given the power to impose tests where they thought drug use was a problem in their schools. Oh, so now the teachers are judge, jury, and executioner. So the so-called compromise is still very bad, one of their tactics. Blair intervenes in MMR fight. They've had masses of kids die and be maimed. 90%+ of parents refuse to give the shot, so... The Prime Minister, Tony Blair, today called for an end to fears over MMR vaccine after it was reported that a doctor who sparked fears of a link between the triple jab and autism had a conflict of interest. Oh, see, the shot's good for you now. The Prime Minister said he hoped that parents would now recognize that there was no evidence of a link between the combined measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine and autism, and ensure that children receive the jab. The calls were prompted by an editor of the medical journal of Lancet, Richard Horton's admission that he would not have published the research had he known that Dr. Wakefield had been paid for a second study funded by £55,000 from the Legal Aid Board. Oh, it's so horrible. A group funded the study, but then the government's got all its studies paid for by the drug companies. That's all good. Oh, Tony Blair saves us. Then, of course, bill forcing shots on all children, homeschoolers, fight state legislation that criminalizes parents who object. And, of course, the CDC's internal documents came out last week, ABC News, and then it said in the transcripts, this is maiming the children, this is a massive crisis, this is brain damaging them. We've got to cover this up. Okay, everybody keep your mouth shut. All right, it will continue. I mean, you know, it's not our opinion. But you just keep taking your shots. And let's just have a government that puts in us stuff, you know, whatever they want when they want. A government, the CIA funded the Third World to force sterilize half their women. We have the official CIA documents declassified by Congress in 1992 on InfoWars.com. The forcible sterilization of half the women of the Third World. Oh, it's real loving. And they do it through the vaccines, they say. But let's trust them now. Child care scandals threaten Bush image. Troubles at three state agencies that deal with children threaten to mar Governor Jeb Bush's legacy. This is the Miami Herald. And it says that 3,000 children are still missing that the state took from people's parents, and they have found quite a few of them dead, and sacrifices and rapes, and, you know, satanic cults seem to get them, and the head folks that run the CPS in Florida, the Miami Herald admits, are convicted pedophiles. But that's okay. They're five times more likely to abuse your children, but they'll still be the folks that deal with children. Jeb Bush has long flourished as governor's Teflon governor, suffering bitter partisan battles over the reshaping of state government with high approval ratings and even a landslide reelection. But swirling scandals enveloped the agencies in his administration that were responsible for taking care of children, now threatening to soil Bush's legacy on the centerpiece of political agenda, improving the lives of those he has called Florida's most vulnerable. The pointed criticism has come in recent days from Republicans and Democrats alike, outraged over the events that led to the death in June of a teenager in the custody of Bush's Department of Juvenile Justice, and the occurrence that has followed the criminal charges against two nurses, the firing of several officials, and the departure on Friday of the department's head, Secretary Bill Bankhead. And it gets into, you know, five-year-old girl found with her, you know, missing, and other girls found with their heads cut off, and just thousands of missing children. And I mean, here's another one. Grand jury assails DJJ operator over misconduct, mistreatment of girls at a prison. And the girls were in there, you know, for having pot or whatever, and the people running it were raping them and videotaping them. And with inadequate and virtually untrained staff and poor state oversight, a 100-bed prison for hard-to-manage delinquent girls became a nightmarish place where girls were injured and sexually abused. Palm Beach County Grand Jury wrote Monday in the latest rebuke of Florida's juvenile justice system. Folks, there was an Associated Press article 2 years ago where they admitted that most of the toddlers they grab from families, they just lock them up. When the child cries, that's mental illness, so they put them on antipsychotics. And they're just warehouse babies with bed sores on antipsychotics and drugs and comas, you know. Just, oh, the government's so good. I mean, nightmare hells you can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. And it's just page after page of it. I can't even read it all. It's just, you know, I got to go to your calls here in a few minutes. Poll, many Americans support TV executions. 21% would pay to watch Bin Laden put to death. It just shows how sick people are. Well, you're not for Bin Laden, are you? No, I'm not for the CIA government agent. Larry Klayman arrested. He had his cat in a cat cage going to the airport, and they wanted to search it, and he said, my cat is not a bomb. So for saying the word bomb, he said, it's not a bomb, which is the First Amendment. Well, he was arrested, and he's apologized now and everything. Pentagon opens criminal probe of Halliburton deal. Of course, that'll be a whitewash, and it'll burn some low-level nobody. Meanwhile, in session of season of campaigns, Halliburton joins in. They're running ads saying, TV ads saying, Halliburton gets all the contracts because of who we are, not who we know. Point is, Halliburton, no bids are allowed. No American companies are allowed to bid. That's, again, just some of the news. I'm sure you heard about the education secretary saying the NAA, the National Education Association, is a terrorist group, and then apologizing about it. And I'm no supporter of the National Education Association. Bush is. He's massively increased Department of Education funding and signed on to UNESCO, so this is all good cop, bad cop, stage theater. But it just notice how everything's terrorism now. You know, drugs are terrorism, guns are terrorism, misdemeanors are terrorism. The APD here in Austin runs ads about how they fight terrorists and crime every day, you know. So that's turned into quite a controversy. I heard radio news this morning that they may have captured Bin Laden but aren't reporting on it, and they killed a bunch of Bin Laden supporters in Pakistan today, and they're very close to capturing them, but Bin Laden releases more tapes and says, I'll kill you any minute, ha-ha, Al-Qaeda is all-powerful, Bush cannot stand against me. You know, whenever the CIA needs him to pop up, he does it. Some of Bin Laden is still in Afghanistan and planning further attacks on American interests, a spokesman from Afghanistan, also Taliban regime, said. Sure, if you want to believe that, I got a bridge I'll sell you on the moon. It's just amazing that anybody is buying this type of propaganda. And some of the other news I have here is just amazing. Manufacturing McDonald's, this is from the Associated Press, posted at Newsday.com, on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And you can even link over and read the President's Commission. This is what the President's Council, Economic Council, says. I mean, again, you couldn't write comedy like this. Manufacturing McDonald's, White House economists wondered whether hamburger flippers at fast food restaurants should be considered manufacturers. Not a chance, said Edson Pardo, manager of the McDonald's around the corner from the White House. We don't flip hamburgers, he said. We just heat them up. President George W. Bush raised the issue in his annual economic report, and they want to change the economic index. Again, this is the smoke and mirrors. When you go off the unemployment rolls, you're not counted as unemployed. And so 2 million people in the last month went off the unemployment rolls, and they go, oh, we added 200,000 jobs. That means we actually lost millions more. But I mean, this is how the spin works. So they want to say that all hamburger workers, anybody in fast food, is manufacturing. I'm not kidding. And they're trying to change this. And the article gets into it. I mean, in detail. This is official. And that's like 2 weeks ago, Bush came out, the same economic commission, and said, exporting jobs is good. Losing jobs is good. Losing high-tech jobs is good. They actually said it. Yesterday, Greenspan warns against U.S. job protectionism. This is, it was 2 days ago, Greenspan said this in testimony. Toronto Star ran the article. U.S. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan warned yesterday that protectionist curses being advanced to deal with the country's job insecurities would make the situation worse. During the political charge debate over U.S. Service jobs being shipped overseas, Greenspan said a lack of adequate educational training rather than outsourcing posed the greatest threat to future American prosperity. So, and he went on to say it's a good thing, and it's a long article, and again, making a hamburger's manufacturing, it's a good factory job, folks. And they're going to get rid of the minimum wage entirely, so the vacuum of the third world will completely drive us down. It holds back some illegals that they can only get, you know, $5.50 an hour. Because then they can't put 15 to a house, and, you know, believe it or not, then some people won't hire them. They'll go ahead and hire citizens. So if the illegals can get $2 an hour, that'll actually bring more of them up here, because then the industries can lay all citizens off. But, hey, that's okay. We'll just put you in a prison and have you work for 25 cents an hour, and then idiot neocons will say, make them prisoners work. Hey, fool, the reason you're unemployed is because of that prison. It took your job. Okay, so... I've got a bunch of other... I'll get to more news here in a minute. I said I'd go to your calls. Thank you for holding. Let's talk to Darren in Colorado. Darren, thank you.
Thank you, Alex. It's a real pleasure. It's a real privilege to be with you again.
Well, it's a privilege to be with you. What do you think about hamburgers is now manufacturing?
You know, it's so bizarre. It's hard to swallow as reality, but they are actually saying these things. Because I've seen it on mainstream news now. They want to call, just like you say, these servile jobs, manufacturing jobs. I work...
routinely, I read this stuff, and I don't believe it. I don't believe bills when I hear, we'll put you in a camp for life, in a forced labor camp, if you protest.
You know, Alex, what prompted me to call was a story I heard on NPR yesterday. There's this new scourge of pure heroin, pure. It's not diluted, it's not cut, it's pure, and it's in every major city across the United States.
And it just so happened to come from Afghanistan.
And little children are being busted with their little packets of pure heroin. And the thing that dissuaded people from using heroin in the past was you had to use it intravenously because of its impurity. But this strong, good heroin, you can snort. And these kids don't have that stigma.
Yeah, I know. And then the feds advertise how to use it. Oh, don't use drugs. Let's show you a sexy chick snort some heroin on MTV. Ooh, don't do it. He won't be like her riding around in the Mercedes.
No,
I know. They ship it in, promote it. I'm so sick of them, aren't you?
It's just heartbreaking. It's a travesty. I'm 38, and I came from a good home, salt of the earth. My parents were...
The families are breaking up. The middle-class women are becoming nothing but whores by 15. It's just the entire country, sir, is being looted and falling apart.
I've seen it. I've seen, Alex, in my own life, in the lives around me, I've seen this.
Let me tell you, all the families, almost all the families I grew up with who were middle-class, their daughters... all had kids by 14 or 15 with gang members. They're all living in hovels. CPS takes their kids. They're on drugs. The entire country is going straight to hell.
Oh, it's beyond words. It defies description. The heinous state that they're bringing us to.
Don't worry, the government's got more of it for you.
I mean, if they can't get you, one way they get you another. They have this thing. It's a stacked deck. The good citizens, the ones that want to obey and comply, they're going to get on these safe prescribed medications to fix them, and the nonconformists will be drawn away another direction, and they're going to turn us into zombified citizenry. You could go on with these electronic methods I've heard mention of that.
The Boston Globe calmly says DARPA wants to put up mind control towers in every major city to make the population submit during crises. Openly, major publications talking about mind control towers, and that shows they're probably already using them, that they'd put stuff like that in the news. Thanks for the call. You're a great caller, Darren. I appreciate you holding. Roger in Pennsylvania, probably another thought criminal. Welcome.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, that was just such a beauty about redefining the hamburger flipping and the manufacturing. Where's your end product? Oh, I just ate it.
And you know what? The neocons are actually on the air agreeing with Bush.
Yeah, and, you know, we thought it was, like, obvious enough when they redefined the consumer market basket out of its petroleum products and everything high-priced, you know. But this is just, like, just when you think you've heard the last.
Oh, it's going to get... Listen, we're going to have debates with people. We're going to be told we're crazy because hamburgers are manufacturing.
Yeah, two items. Oh, and by the way, it just ain't fair. I mean, go figure. That Genesis also has the best computer show as well. Saturdays, you know, they 11 a.m. Mountain Time.
So you like that computer show? Huh?
Oh, it's excellent. Yeah, no call screening prep, instant answers, little conversational style, so you don't have to call back the next 2 weeks to get the two parts to the same question answered.
Well, that's great. What else is going on, Roger?
Yeah. Now, just because one may believe as a Christian, and that's the only framework I propose to filter my thoughts through, that Israel isn't, the Jews are entitled to their own state, does not necessarily follow and you could call that Zionism, but that does not necessarily follow that Christians are to also support the explicit and stated Zionist doctrines that are enforced
today.
Well,
if that was the case, then Jesus should have followed the head high priest. We'll be back.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning
ring. All
right,
my friends. We're back live. Yeah, those that say that we're supposed to give blind submission to whoever's running Israel and follow any orders they give us is, I mean, I don't know where that comes from. And, I mean, I hear that all the time, and I'm sorry. I'm not going to. I mean, Hitler used render unto Caesar, you know, the things that are Caesar's, which is totally taken out of context. I mean, I'm just not going to follow any man blindly. It's just not going to happen. A few final calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Texas, then Tim and Frank if we can. Steve, go ahead.
Alex?
Yes.
Yeah, I used to call you at JKFJ and met you when the BATF agent was here in town about 4 years ago at the Chariot Inn. Anyway, let me make a point here. I sent an email yesterday to all the city council members about the spraying that was done on Friday and Saturday here in Austin.
Oh, massive chemtrailing, yes.
And I'm sick and tired of it, too, like your caller about an hour ago. And I got a reply from Jackie Goodman, and I know you just did a lot of work with her on repealing the Patriot Act. And I'm wondering if I could speak to you maybe tonight after the studio, if you come in or whatever, and see if I can pick your brain and get
the one to talk to. Well, what did the email from the mayor pro tem say?
Well, it says it's good and bad. She says her mother's in the ICU, but would you mind meeting with my assistant Jerry Rusthoven to get the ball rolling, fill him in, and also I got a reply from Betty Dunkerley. She's kind of interested too. And this is the second time I've sent them an email showing them a picture and showing them what's happening. And obviously they have to know about this, but I'm ready to get involved and do something.
Well, good. Sure. Take care. Appreciate it, Steve. Let's talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Alex, always a pleasure. How are you?
Good.
I was wondering, a silly and a serious here. I was just wondering, did you hear NAFTA just reported that when people eat those manufactured burgers and the subsequent bowel movements that are made, those are going to be considered exporting manufacturing jobs?
Okay, please stop it.
And for Steve, a good book for him to check out is William Thomas's Chemtrails Confirmed. And have him check his mother's blood, because aluminum, carbon black, and quartz have found to be some of these substances inside these chemtrails, along with beryllium and some other...
barium salts. Oh, I know. It's a massive program.
Crazy, crazy stuff. Our own congressman here running for president, Mr. Dennis Kucinich, was involved in a bill, H.R. 2977, in October of 2001.
Exposing the chemtrails, Tim.
It disappeared under pressure in Congress, and it reemerged as H.R. 3606.
I hear you. I'm out of time. Great call. Frank in West Virginia, where they're about to pass a law to make you take any vaccine they bring forward. Frank, what's going on?
Alex, just a quick update. I didn't have a chance to read that article yet, but I did call Charleston, our capital in West Virginia, and I found out that the article that you read is just a little bit dated, because it's coming up for the third reading tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., and it may be voted on at 11 a.m. So anybody from West Virginia can contact their senators at the and I can give out an 800 number if that's okay with
sure,
you.
Sure, give it out. And to stop forced inoculations, give
yes.
it out.
Senate Bill 439 is the number.
Yeah, 439,
go
ahead.
877-565-3447. That's 877-565-3447.
Okay, we're out of time. Thank you. And this is going to happen nationwide. Imagine in a major state saying everybody's got to take vaccinations or we'll take your kids. I mean, that is not America. What's happened to us? Every car must have a breathalyzer in it. Cameras everywhere. Every child must be drug tested. Guilty until proven innocent. Go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Get my videos, get my books, get the materials, spread the word, support the show. Call toll-free to get the films, 1-888-253-3139. And I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. Now get out there and fight evil and stand up to these bureaucrats.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive.
The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.